Well, here we are bright and early on Saturday morning and ready to continue the discussion that began with Bill Allen's wonderful talk last night on American national character. The topic of this morning's program is what defines an American. My name is Herman Beltzman, a member of the Society and a retired professor from the University of Maryland. And I will be introducing the program and moderating here. Now, the question, what defines an American, refers to the basic qualities and attributes that Americans have in common which distinguish them from other people. Americans make the determination of what it means to be an American in a myriad of ways, some of which can be regarded as cultural in nature. But principally, they define what it means to be an American through the exercise of institutions of republican government. The meaning of American national character has been a contested issue since the founding of the Republic. In the late 18th century, the British settlers on the Atlantic coast began to identify themselves not only as residents of their individual colonies, but also as Americans. The Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution of 1787 signified the existence of the United States of America as a nation. The idea of an American nation took hold gradually in the 19th century and was contested in the 19th century. In a fundamental sense, the nature of American nationality and its preeminence over regional and local identity was settled by the defeat of the Confederacy in the Civil War and the abolition of slavery. Constitutional amendments prohibiting slavery and conferring civil and political rights on emancipated slaves and free blacks significantly expanded the meaning of what defines an American. In the century following the Civil War, American nationalism flourished. Americans defined the substance of national identity in terms of race, ethnicity, political principles, moral norms, and religious conviction that was drawn principally from Anglo-Protestant sources. In the late 19th and early 20th century, European immigrants in large numbers were assimilated into American society on these terms. In the 1960s, national identity, grounded generally in what has usually been called the creedal culture of white Americans, was challenged by immigration from Latin America, Asia, and Africa. Racial diversity, multiculturalism, and group identity were posited as principles of American identity. To some extent, this positing of principles was a propitious development. However, when this approach is pressed too far, the multicultural diversity paradigm produces a, quote, cult of ethnicity, which transforms America into a nation of groups. This outcome repudiates the historic theory of America as one people, which has managed to keep American society whole. Now, to introduce the speakers here this morning, Professor Richard Gamble will speak first. Richard is professor of history and politics in Hillsdale College. He received his bachelor's and master's degrees from Bob Jones University and his doctoral degree from the University of South Carolina. And he is the author of two books, one, The War for Righteousness, the second, The Great Tradition, published by Intercollegiate Studies Institute. Second, following Richard would be Christopher Burkett, Associate Professor of Political Science and Co-Director of the Ashbrook Scholar Program at Ashland University. Chris has published articles on progressivism and foreign policy and James Madison and the Grand Convention, The Great Difficulty of Representation. And he is the editor of recently published Ashbrook Center book, 50 Core American Documents, Required Reading for Students, Teachers, and Citizens. Our third speaker is Brandon McGinley, a graduate of Princeton University, class of 2010. He is field director for the Pennsylvania Family Institute, dedicated to the encouragement of responsible citizenship and involvement in civic affairs, and for the to promote respect for life, family, marriage, and religious liberty. Brandon has written articles in a variety of publications, National Review, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Public Discourse, and The Imaginative Conservative. Now, time is of the essence. Richard will begin. We're going to 20 minutes for each speaker. I'm going to keep time, and we'll start off now. Richard, please.